Prophetess Maggie. Yours, Luther, for your. You want me to start over, Prophetess?
That's fine. You can keep on.
Okay. Bless for your purpose, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord for the prayer. Amen. We thank God for everyone joining us this noonday for at Cornerstone Deliverance Church for our Sunday school lesson for September 11th, our second week. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for our leader, Apostle Asia Francis, and Elder Francis in their absence. We thank God for the Word of God. We thank God for everyone in the respectful place this afternoon. We thank God for just being in the presence, in His presence. This is we're in week two of our Bibles, of our Sunday school lesson, and it is fall quarter, September, October, November 2022. We're using the Union Gospel Press lesson book. And this week, our lesson is entitled Obedient to Remember. And I just thank God for the Word of God changing our lives and drawing us closer to Him, because that is what the Word was, what our Bible is for, what even though we have the Holy Ghost, we do need that physical book that we can pick up, and we thank God for His Holy Word in written form.
Amen.
That we're able to pick up, and we're able to have direction, we're able to have guidance, we're able to have clarity, we're able to have that instruction. And so we're going to find that those words were very important in this week's lesson. If you did read this week's lesson, it's coming from the book of the Exodus, the 12th chapter. And if somebody would like to read the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 14, if we can have a volunteer reader.
Okay.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next into his house take it accordingly to the number of the souls. Every man accordingly to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take off the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it, and they shall eat the flesh in that night roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herb. They shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sovereign at all with water, but roast with fire, and his head, his legs, and with the, what is that, pretension? What is that word?
Let me look at it. I'm reading from a different, so I can be able to pronounce these words.
P-U-R-T-N-A-N-C-E.
Pretending it.
Thank you. Thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until this morning, and that which remain of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your lions. Gird your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it hastily. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will strike the all firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token unto the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt, and this day shall be unto you for the memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast for the Lord throughout your generation. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordained for you forever. Thank you for the reading of the word.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. Amen. The Lord gave some clear instruction. When he spoke to Moses and Aaron, he gave some clear instruction. Amen. When I begin to look up the word, the Sunday school lesson is called Obedient to Remember. And if you, almost all of the lessons, the word obedience, obey, is one, is in the top, in the topic. Amen. And so I looked the word up, and the concept in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, it relates to hearing and respectfully giving attention to God. Positioning oneself under his authority by yielding and submitting to his power and command. Obey means to trust, to hear God's word and act accordingly. So true hearing and obedience involves the physical hearing that inspires the hearer and a belief or trust that in turn motivates the hearer to act in accordance to God's will, his word, what he speaks, what he declares. We're going to act accordingly. We're going to trust and we're going to believe. We're going to line up and we're going to do what he says. We're going to submit to what he says. So biblical obedience is five things. It's to hear, it's to trust, it's to submit, to surrender, and to love God and his word. It's five things. It's to hear, to trust, to submit, to surrender, to love. It's five things. We have complex the word of God so much. If we taught it in the simplicity that how it's written, to hear God, to trust God, to submit to God, to surrender to God, to love him, we would willingly obey. He gave clear instructions. He didn't, in those instructions that Mother Roberts read, there was nothing hard about what he said. They were clear, straight to the point, easy to follow, direct, simple instructions. Have you ever just got something from Amazon, and when you got something from Amazon, it seemed like it was going to be easy to put together, but when you got it, it was like 100 little pieces, and it wasn't as easy as you thought because the instructions was complex. That's not what he gave what he told them. He said, roast it, not boil it, or eat it raw.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it, what you don't eat. Put the blood on the door. Share with your neighbor. He gave them clear instruction.
Mm-hmm.
But we, as believers, we have allowed the enemy to pollute our hearing, to cause us to walk in a form of untrust, in a form of doubt. We don't want to surrender. We don't want to submit. And if we really understood the principle the principle of submitting and surrendering, yielding to God, that we reap the benefit from it, we would never disobey God.
Mm.
If we understood and we embrace His love for us, and we're going to see in this, when we don't have to kill no lamb and smear no blood.
Amen.
Because we know that Jesus in the New Testament was the lamb.
Amen.
So the love that Jesus shared with mankind. See, God says smear it on the door so I'll know to pass over and not kill nobody in the home.
All right.
But Jesus died on the cross for us all to have the right to eternal freedom.
Amen.
The greatest love story ever.
Mm.
Steven Spielberg didn't write it. Spike Lee didn't write it. Nobody can portray it. Ain't no Oscar. You can't give no Grammy Oscar for it. The real role that Jesus played, the only one that's going to die for our sins and rose on the third day to give us the right to life. And all we have to do is hear, trust, submit, surrender, and love God and His word. Clear instruction. But the enemy will pollute. He will cause something so simple to make you think it's so hard. And I realized that in the life of the believer. And now, because we're not killing no lambs, we're not smearing no blood, but now in our daily life, God will speak to us. I was on an assignment this week, and my flesh was trying to find every reason not to go. But the Lord knew why I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
After I had to get in prayer and say, flesh, you're going to have to die. Mm. You're going to have to get in the cave and stay there. Because Margaret Way is not the right way. Just flat out the truth. Margaret don't have no power to save Margaret. I have to truly rely on the Holy Ghost to lead and guide me. I got to hear His voice. I have to trust when he speaks to me. I have to submit when he speaks to me. I have to surrender my will for his will. And then I got to walk in love. I got to embrace his love and walk in. I got to walk this thing out. I got to obey his word. And so there was a greater assignment, just like how he told the children of Israel. There was a greater assignment in this. And everything that we do, we can complain about it, we can whine about it, we cannot trust him about it, but if we willingly obey God, we will reap the harvest. We will reap the benefits if we just willingly obey.
If
we speak, just imagine when your children were little. If I had just willingly obeyed my mom, I would have never got popped in the mouth. Now I think about it as an adult. Out of all my three kids, my youngest child, he's the one that sees the other two get fussed at. And he's got enough sense to say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to hear what she say and listen and follow out and do what she say. But imagine if we did that to God as the believer. Imagine if we willingly, the love we say that we have for him, if we submit and surrendered our will, and realize that we don't have no strength, no power to save ourselves. And we lay down every form of pride. Because, see, when you believe that you have the power and the strength, that's a form of pride. But when you say, Lord, deliver me from this. Set me free from this. I want to walk, and I want to be humble, and I want to be led and guided and directed by you.
Yes.
I want to be able to hear your voice, and I want to be able to willingly obey. I don't want to be forceful. God is, Jesus, he's not, he allows us to make a decision. You know, in certain countries, they don't allow you to make a decision. You're going to do it their way, or they're going to stone you or beat you. But we don't serve a God like that. We serve a God that say, well, if you don't want to do it my way, okay. He's a loving God that way. And when we mess up, we have to come back, repent, and say, Lord, I should have just did it your way. But as the believer, just following him and yielding him and to get in that place with him, it requires us to spend time with him.
Yes.
It requires us to get to develop that spirit of obedience. It requires us to get in a place where we can trust our God. If you don't have a relationship with him, if you don't have that personal one-on-one time with him, see, we can, we can put on airs in front of each other in church, and we can put on airs on the prayer line, and we can put on airs at work, and we can put on airs in the grocery store, and some of them, and we can do all that and make it look like we are so powerful and so mighty, and really, when you get home, the real you come out. But why not have that intimate, personal, real relationship?
Yes.
Were you able, no matter where you are? The woman of God, she's on the subway, and she's worshiping. That lets you know that thing is embedded in the inside. She does that at home, where no matter where she is, it's going to come out. Obeying our God. The true living God, the sovereign one. the lover of our soul, the one that died for our sins, that rose for us to have eternal life. We don't have to smear the blood. He was the blood. He is the blood.
Yes.
He is more powerful.
Mm.
He allowed us to have a blood change. When you go back and you read the scriptures that we read for communion, and let's get those scriptures. If someone can read those scriptures in Corinthians. Let's read that. That should change your that it began to change my life, changed the importance of this. I was speaking with Evangelist Johnson, and we began to expound on the scriptures on this. And I'm going to read from the GW translation, the God's Words translation. It says, after all, and this is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 34. It says, after all, I pass on to you what I have received from the Lord. On that night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread and spoke a prayer of thanksgiving. He broke the bread and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. When supper was over, let me go to the King James. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Mm.
For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinking damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we shall not be judged.
Mm.
And so we begin to read this. And Jesus is the bread of life. Every time we open this word and we know we're not in right standing with him. Every time we come in his presence and we know we're not living like we're supposed to. We know we're not living like the word declares us to live. We are not doing this unto him right. Everything that we do unto him, we should do it in excellence. We should do it unto him. If we're talking to people, he should be getting the glory. If we're on a phone conversation with one another, God should still be getting the glory. We talking to bill collectors, God should be getting the glory. If we talking to even if someone is being nasty to us, God should yet still get the glory. If we in the market, God should be getting the glory. Everything.
Yes.
We have to remember the words that examine yourself.
Mm.
When we touch this word, when we open up the bread of life, his word, are we really living the word of truth? Are we walking this thing out? This is Jesus that we're doing this in remembrance of him. He is that lamb. Imagine having to smear blood on a goat, roast a lamb. I can barely kill a bug some days.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
But imagine sincerely having to kill a lamb. Go get, you don't have to feed this animal. You don't name this animal Lulu. Now you got to go get Lulu, and you got to kill Lulu. You got to smear the blood on the door from Lulu, roast Lulu, eat Lulu, then smear blood from Lulu. But we don't have to do that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that.
And he tells us to examine ourselves.
Hmm.
Meaning, if we know we are not worthy, repent. Stop trying to do it in your strength. Yield, submit, hear his voice, and trust him. I had to learn that. That was one of the hardest things for me to do, is to really trust God. Because my flesh wanted to have its way, and that's pride. Believing that I have more power than God. I had to go through deliverance from that. And like the woman of God began to say today, the things in our hearts, what will separate us from God? Examine, Lord God, I need to examine my heart. What is really in my heart? Show me this deceitful stuff that I don't know that's there. I don't want to miss you. I don't want nothing to separate me from you. I want to be able to experience your love. And when others come in contact with me, they know that there's something. They know that I've experienced the love of God. This weekend I was around other people, and I kept hearing, there's something about you. And I said, there's nothing about me. It is the love of Christ. You're different. It is the love of Christ. When you have embraced and welcomed the love of God in your life, there is no possible way that you stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
There's no possible way that you allow any form of unrighteousness and unholiness, that you try to sweep it under a rug and hide it like before. See, I used to cover it up, but now I'm like, Lord, please expose it. I'm examining myself because I don't want nothing to separate me from him. That love that I'm experiencing.
Glory to God.
I couldn't imagine killing a lamb.
Mm.
I read this and I was like, Lord, whew. I thank you for the instruction that you speak in now.
Yes.
So when you speak, I'm not questioning. Lord God, give me a spirit not to question you. Let me just trust and keep moving. Lord God, give me a spirit to not grumble and complain. To see the wrong in it. Keep me focused on you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to be consumed by what I see. Like the woman of God said, it's not about what we see. With our natural eyes, if we just talk with our natural eyes, we wouldn't have to believe and trust. But Lord God, keep me focused where I'm trusting and I'm believing in what you're speaking and what you're saying in this hour. Lord God, don't allow nothing of this world to cause my light to become dim. Don't allow me to be consumed by what's the cares of this world, the anxieties of the world, the stress of this world. No, God, I don't want to. That's not important. I want them to see Jesus, the love of God. Lord God, I want them to feel you when I'm in the room. I remember when I first got saved, used to be a mother. She was so sweet. And every time I would see her, I would always want to give her a hug because she was so sweet. Now I understand it was the love of God. So now when people are saying, oh, my God, it's just something about, no, it's nothing about me. Can I just give you a hug? It is the love of God.
Amen.
That's what people should encounter when they come in our presence. They should encounter that living, vibrant God that's on the inside of us, that is leading and guiding us, that we are hearing his voice and we are trusting his voice and we are submitting and surrendering to him, and that we love him so much that we are willing to obey him.
Yes.
Glory to God.
They should experience that.
Yes.
That thing should rub off on people. The Lord told me to do something, and normally I am very, very, very shy. If you really get to know me, if you meet me for the first time, I'm very, very shy. And I know it had to have been the Holy Ghost, the one thing God spoke to me to do. And when God spoke it, the young lady said, I have never been told that. She said, I've never felt a love like that. And I said, it's the love of God. The love of God it comes on the scene. It takes depression away.
Mm-hmm.
It shifts the atmosphere. It could be chaos in the room and peace automatically. It changes. You could be going through, but the love of God, it is something about being in the presence of God.
Yeah.
And if we carry and we house God, then we house his spirit. We should be making changes. If his blood is running actively, the blood that they talked about smearing on the door, if his blood that drained out of his body on that cross, if it is running through our body because he's on the inside of us,
yes,
should be impacting and changing the lives of people. I remember when I worked in car sales, rentals at the airport, and my mentor said, Maggie, who would want to rent a car if you told them about all the bad things about the car?
Mm.
The car got airbag problems. The car got brake problems. The car got transmission. You're gonna tell them about the good things.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna show them the good things about the kingdom. And don't get me wrong. They're if you sin, yeah, hell is for you. If you don't get it right, don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. Like Apostle E.D. said, don't get it twisted. But if we taught people the love of God, I thank God for Cornerstone. I thank God. I'm not receptive to certain things anymore. And I'm not going to go into detail about it. I thank God for Apostle teaching the love of God, showing me a way of holiness. I'm showing me how to walk in holiness and righteousness. They're not to be militant and brutal with it, but to be loving kind with it.
Mm.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory to God.
I thank God for the grace that is upon her life with that teaching on Wednesday night. With her teaching discipleship. And it's so needed. It's so needed. I don't care if you are an apostle, prophet, whatever the things that we doctor, it is so needed.
Yes.
And God has graced her, given her the knowledge and the understanding of how to teach us how to walk in the love of God, yet still we can hold up our bloodstained banners and righteousness, and we ain't standing for no sin, but there's a more excellent way that we do it.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
If we was in the Old Testament, the Lord getting ready to take some people. He said if that blood wasn't on the door, whoever in their houses, they out of there. They was getting ready to, they was checking out and wasn't coming back. You imagine having not knowing that you your neighbor the day before and you don't see no blood on their door, and it's on your door, and you, oh, and they may not be there the next time you see them, whatever. We're going to have to bury them. Could you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. The judgment. But grace and love. Don't get it twisted. We don't want to take advantage of God. No, it's never what I'm saying. But there's a more excellent way.
Yes.
And Jesus came to be that more excellent way. I don't take the things of the kingdom for granted any longer. I used to take them for granted. I used to really thought that just drinking of his blood on that first or third or whenever we took it, second Sunday, whenever, was just that. No, I'm careful. I make sure my heart and everything is before I come in his presence. I'm making sure I'm examining myself.
Yeah.
And everything that I do with God, with the Father. Mm. Everything that I do in my daily walk, I hear the Holy Ghost talking to me. When I know when I'm getting ready to, when Margaret getting wanna, when she wanna rise up and she can be swift at the mouth and then talk real kind of reckless. There's some people on the phone. And the Lord will say, am I getting the glory from that? Is that bringing my kingdom glory? And it'll humble me down. And I say, yes, sir. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it hurt. It may hurt my flesh. But yes, still, how does God see? I want God to be pleased in everything I do.
Yes, Lord.
Certain conversations I can't have no more. Mm-hmm. I had to isolate myself from things. You can't get a yes or a no out of me like you used to, because is God being glorified in that?
Mm.
Is that edifying the kingdom? Or is it bringing a reproach to the kingdom?
Mm.
Is he getting any glory from out of that? I realize the value of my words. Me just speaking. Is God getting the glory out of me just idly speaking and gossiping or talking about people? Is he getting the glory? I begin to examine myself for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Holding Maggie accountable now. Maggie, is God getting the glory out of this? Is your flesh getting the glory? Understanding that we represent the kingdom. We represent the kingdom. We're not representing the kingdom when we get in the kingdom, but we represent the kingdom now. In privacy of our home and in public, we represent the kingdom. Does it mean we're perfect? No. But the perfecter lives on the inside. But where we are weak, he is strong. If we yield to our flesh, then we will be weak.
Mm-hmm.
But if we put our flesh on that altar and nail it there, and allow the Spirit to lead and guide us. Obeying Him.
Amen.
Trusting Him. My excuse on Tuesdays was, I said, Lord, I got to take my medicine, so I have to eat. That was my excuse. And I said, now, Lord, I want to be faithful to you in my fast time. Give me a way to do my fasting. The Lord gave me a way so I can take my medicine and I can do my fast.
Mm-hmm.
And before I knew it, I had got so caught up that it was like Wednesday evening. So it's my time now. I used to, well, I was micromanaging the time with the fact, oh, I got to get ready to come down. But now, because I'm trusting and I'm giving that thing, I've given it over to Him, and I'm believing and I'm trusting, and I want to be obedient, and I'm believing His word that they're going to be people saved and delivered, and what we're fasting for, and those people are going to come back to Him, and those that don't know Him, and my family members are going to yield and accept Him, and my kids are going to yield and accept the things that I have before Him. I'm believing God for those things. So I want to be faithful in it.
Glory to God.
And I thank God. It is God. It, God gets the glory. The last 2 weeks, I have been faithful in that. And that has been my prayer. Lord God, I want to obey you, willingly obey. I want to eat the good of the land, Lord God. I want to be in, I want to reap the benefits of the kingdom, Lord God. I want to have the provisions, Lord God. I want to see you, Lord God. I don't want nothing to separate me from you.
Oh, yes.
Bless your name, oh God.
I want when I come in the room, Lord God, I want you to be glorified, Lord God. I want the world to see you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm believing God. I'm believing God. I'm trusting God. How this affects us now. Clear direction from God warrant full obedience. We want clear instruction and direction from God. It requires us to be fully obedient to God.
Yes.
If we are pure with our motives and our action, it displays our faith and our obedience. We want God to speak to us clearly like he did the children of Israel.
Amen.
Clear and, you know, you hear so many times, I don't know if God's speaking or not. That was clear instruction they had.
Amen.
But it's going to require our full obedience to him. To hear him and trust him and submit and surrender and love him. It's going to require those things. At this time, are there any questions or comments? Or what did you take from the lesson? How did the Lord speak to you with the lesson this week?
Just like you said, prophetess, he gave directions, and it was very simple. And when he gave us direction, we just have to follow what he tells us to do. Be
Amen.
Obedient.
Amen. Amen. I really believe if we focus on just following him, like Minister Harris said today, we just focus on that, we won't get distracted to not follow him.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be so consumed to just do his will. I stayed on the assignment. The enemy wanted me to see all the wrong this weekend. But I kept my focus on what God had showed me.
Amen.
There was an assignment, Maggie. There is a word planted that I'm planting in your belly for someone. Had nothing to do with the conference. Had nothing to do with none of them people. But someone, I need this. I've never been told this. I never experienced a love like this. If we just focus on focus on disobeying. We be so consumed. We ain't got time to focus on nothing else. Are there any other comments or questions? That was a great share, Mother Roberts.
But I forgot one thing.
We should
obey and live. That's the main thing, obey and live.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Obey and live.
Praise God. Well, I thank God for the word today. Just like you were saying, God gave them clear instructions of what to do.
Amen.
And the thing is, when God gives us the instructions, it's up to us to walk in the obedience of it.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, if they wouldn't have put the blood on the door, everybody in that household would have been dead that same day.
Yeah.
Because they didn't obey. But God gives us a choice.
Yes.
He'll tell us, but it's up to us whether we obey it or not. And then when we don't obey, then there's consequences.
Yes.
And when we obey, there's blessings. They were blessed because they obeyed.
Amen.
They put their blood over the door. They were blessed. Why? Because they were able to live a full life because of it. And that's the same way with us. Jesus already died on the cross for us. And if we just receive that, believe it by faith, and walk in it, be obedient to what he's telling us, like you said, you got to hear him.
Uh-huh.
And I like that what you said about we have to get in his presence. We have to fast. We have to pray. And God will speak to you. It was in fasting and praying. We was on like a 3-day fast. And so I could hear God clearly. And I was saying, God, purge out me anything that I don't even know about. And so he was able to show me that because I was able to hear him clearly because I was there in his presence. I was awaiting to hear what he was saying. And then I had to be obedient to it. I had to repent from that and turn from that. And say, God, cleanse all of that out of me that I didn't even know about.
Amen.
And he did that. And I just thank God, you know, that the word, like she just said, hear it, trust it, submit to it, surrender to his will and to the love that he has for us. And therefore, we can walk in the obedience of God.
Amen.
So, you know, I just thank God for the word. Thank
Amen.
You, Father.
Yes, and we can and live. Glory to God.
And live. That's right. That's the clear
word. Yes.
And live. Praise God.
And live. Glory
and
to God.
And live.
Amen.
It's in him that we live, we move, and have our being.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. We just thank God for clarity. We thank God for his voice. We know his voice. And we will follow. We will willingly obey.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for that. We thank God for having a spirit of a loving, kind spirit. We thank God for that. When we step on the scene, because he lives on the inside of us, it changes hearts. It changes hearts.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
It just don't change atmospheres, but it changes hearts.
Glory.
That's my prayer for everyone at Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. That when anyone that we are connected to, that come on the prayer line, or that we come connect with, or whatever, we change that when we step on the scene, that they experience a life change. It changes the hearts.
Glory to God.
Yes.
It brings them to a place, if they don't know Christ, that they want to know about this love. What is it about you? I wanted to know what it was about that mother. That lady used to be so sweet. She was so sweet, you could smell the sweetness on her. It was the love of God. It was the love of God. It wasn't no show. It was the real deal. The love of Christ was in her. You knew she loved God. I think I shared that with Prophetess Deidre. I said, I know that the women of God that are on this line. And I shared that with Evangelist Johnson. I said, I know that the women of God that are on this line love the Lord. I some things I just know. I know that y'all love, that the love of God is in your heart. Hallelujah. Ain't no confusion. Ain't no competition. Ain't no glory to God. It's the love of God. Hallelujah. On one accord, glory to God.
Yes,
ain't no size, no little use, no none of that. Glory to God. Because it's the love of God. It's a greater goal. It's the soul. Spreading the love of Christ. Glory to God. Embracing his love. Glory to God.
Bless your name, O God. Praise the Lord. I just want to say, when you said that, it made me think about Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto you. And that's because of the love of Christ in us draws them to his love.
Yes.
That's what's going to draw them, his love flowing through us. That's what draws them.
There's no possible way, and I'm going to be quiet on this, that we can be in the presence of all of this love, and his love is so consuming, and come out the same. There's no possible way.
Amen.
I thank God for it being life-changing, heart-changing, mind-regulating. I thank God for that.
Amen.
If there's nothing else to say or no other comments or shares, we thank God for this service. We thank God for the service, the 8 a.m. service, believing and trusting, knowing that our faith is solid in the Lord. Our faith is in him. Thank God for the Lord using everyone in that service with testimonies and using the woman of God. Thank God for the encouragement. Continue to go on in him. Amen. And we will meet back tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for prayer. Amen. We'll meet tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for prayer. Continue to cover in each other, covering the body of Christ, interceding for those that need to be touched by his love, that need a change of heart, a change of mind. We'll be praying for those. Amen.
Amen.
If there's nothing else to say, Mother Roberts, if you can, release the line.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for all that you have released in your word on today, God. It was such a powerful word. Lord, I thank you for your love that we share today. Lord, I thank you for your blood that we don't have to kill no lamb. Father, I thank you and I praise your name. I thank you for the host. Prophetess Mag, I thank you for everyone that was on the line today, God. Lord, and we till we meet again, but never from your presence. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Agape love.
Amen. Agape love.
Agape love.